is there a fear with maybe other leaders, like, gosh, you know, if I lose this person, we're going to be, you know, up a creek without a paddle, you know? So it sounds like the steps to train are the steps that quell that fear.
Yeah, and Mike, human nature is exactly what you said. Oh my goodness. What would I ever do if Larry left?
Yeah.
What would I ever do if Mike left? What would I ever do if whoever left?
Right.
If you built the culture inside the organization that I can't give you, Mike, a new challenging opportunity until you come and tell me you've developed somebody to take your spot so I can take that responsibility off of you and give it over here.
Yep.
If we can't get that built within the entire organization, then guess what? You should be fearful.
Yeah.
Okay. And what you think is going to happen is, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep Mike in this little box over here. he's going to be okay because he's irreplaceable. Okay. I mean, no, you want Mike to be successful. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know multiple leaders that measure their success by how many people they've mentored up. And you know them as well as I do. People listening in on this know those people.
Yeah.
They keep score not by how big their credit union is, not by what their checking account penetration is, although I know boards track all that. They measure success by how many people have they mentored up into leadership roles that have been successful. What a great legacy for the leadership of credit unions across the country to say, look what we're doing. Look what we've accomplished. Yeah, Mike left and went here. But look how successful he is over there. And now guess what? He's now developing leaders.
Yep.
Now you not only have this organization, but now you have another organization. And if we did that across the entire industry in developing our people and staffs, we wouldn't be talking about a shortage of leadership. We wouldn't be talking about the turnover of CEOs and credit unions over the next 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And your point is, there isn't one of us. And I know this won't ring true in a lot of CEOs' ears, but it is what it is. There isn't one of us that's not irreplaceable. Not one of us. I was Arkansas Federal did not die because I left. Duh. It's doing just fine.